The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back, Old School, live at Tanner's 30th Yankee Hill. We have a special guest. Usually people think it's Jake, but it's actually we have a special guest, Jalba Chamberlain. Was just passing through. We got him in here, so we're going to talk to him a little bit about his Yankees, who clinched last night. It's starting to get to the fun time, I think, in baseball, where you start to separate the champions from the chumps. And so we want to welcome Jalba Chamberlain in to Old School. So how you been, Jalba?
Just another day, and it's a fun day to be here and listening to you guys. It's fun to have you guys in here and hear your perspective, just as you're sitting here grabbing some food and your guys' in-depth perspective is so different, because you get one in Sean Callahan, then you get you and yourself in understanding the game, and it's the back and forth that people just – that they understand, but then to see it from both sides and how we can agree to disagree on certain things.
Sure, right.
And that's okay.
Right.
And the understanding of what it is when it comes to show up and doing all your stuff, it's like you can get two dynamics, and I think that's what makes it great, just because it's like – when you see one side of it, and they're like, oh, we know you. Obviously, we know him. But then it's you get two forms of intellectual conversation where it's like, hey, we can agree to disagree.
Right.
And there's so many times now where people, like, get in conversations.
And
you
then
wanna
they're
argue,
done.
And they're done.
Yeah.
It's like one shuts off, and it's like, we're not going to have this.
Right.
And that's okay to have it,
right.
Especially in sports. We all don't have the right answer,
oh,
but we can
sure.
give our experience.
You know what's really cool? I want to ask you, it just popped in my mind. Because I always talk about the locker room. That's the thing that I miss, right? The locker room. Talk about what it's like to be in you guys call it a clubhouse, right? In the clubhouse for 162 games, when you start from like spring training, then you kind of get to the lulls of the middle of the season, and then when you try to make that push to playoffs, just talk about the dynamics of it's like a kind of like a mini life, for pretty much a whole year. Everybody thinks that you just show up and play baseball, but it's a whole year of your life. Just talk about the dynamics of a clubhouse.
I think it's exactly what you said, is like when everybody asks, like, what's the thing you miss the most? And it's not being gone for 9-10 months a year. It's the locker room. It's
right.
The clubhouse. It's, hey, when you land into a city, hey, we're dropping luggage off and we're going to dinner. It's playing cards on the plane. It's getting to know our players and their kids, and like you said, it's a like you spend more time
with them
than you
do
your own family.
Right? Yeah, and it's like people don't understand the dynamics of a team because all they see is Wednesday night or whatever, and seeing you go out there. One thing I always wanted to ask people: what's it like coming out of the bullpen versus starting? And because I look at it like, when I first started playing, I was coming out of the bullpen. I kind of got in because somebody got hurt, and so I was kind of out of the bullpen. Versus when you're out there for 16 bangers, they know who Jay Foreman is. So talk about the difference of starting and versus coming out of the bullpen.
I think it's a mentality thing, and I listened to you guys earlier in the aspect of when you have the mentality of certain aspects. It's so different from being in the bullpen, because you have that effect that you can help every day. And then that part plays two sides of your brain. You're like, okay, well, short-term memory. If I give up one here, I get a chance tomorrow. as a starter, it's like you have to grind for 4 days, and your easiest day is the day you pitch.
Right.
But then you have to sit on 4 days if you go lay an egg.
Yeah.
And so I think there's just two dynamics in what you guys were talking about. Do you build toughness or do you build – and exactly what you said, though, is like it's in you. How do we get it out of
right.
you? And I think there's people built for different things.
Right, yeah.
And people succeed at different aspects. We have to put them in the right situation.
Right. And, you know, when you were coming up, who were some of the guys that had an influence on you to kind of, hey, this is how we do things. This is how, you know, whether you emulated somebody. Because one of the best things my agent ever told me was find somebody successful and try to do exactly what he does and just do it your own way. Just don't – you just do it that way. So is there anybody that you either emulated or kind of took you – you know, under their wing and say, okay, man, this is how it is when you get to the majors.
I think there was two people. Roger Clemens was the first and foremost. He came back in 07, my first year. And there was two things that he always said. He goes, first of all, get the umpire booklet every spring training so you know their name so you can get a strike. Because when you start arguing with them and you say, hey, but now if you call them by their first name, they feel like it's a relationship
right.
and you're not attacking them.
Sure.
And you know that in the same time. In the game, it's like when you have a personal feel to it,
yeah.
they don't feel like you're attacking them
yeah.
so much. And that's with coaches, that's with players, that's with anything. And I think probably the most of just being the realist and understanding who you are and just believing in, like, I am successful because I'm – is CeCe Sabathia.
Right.
Is hands down – literally one of the best teammates, one of the best dudes, and he has literally done everything. And it's like, he came over in 09. What he did in 2008 as a free agent, knowing what he had on the line, then going and getting traded from Cleveland to Milwaukee and doing what he did there on 3 days rest when his agent was telling him, don't do it because you're going to cost yourself.
Right.
And then he comes over to us, and we win a World Series in 09, and just seeing the way that he – played the game, but the way he was in the clubhouse and the way he was with his teammates and how he wanted everybody to be a family, that's the reason we
right.
won in 09, because that locker room, that clubhouse
right.
feel, like people see us on TV.
Right.
But they don't understand that 3-4 hours that you see on TV.
Right.
There was a lot of
grind
that went
that goes
into
it. Yep. Talk about the rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees. First, is it real? And then talk about what it's like to play in one of those games, both home and away, with, you know, a lot on the line.
I mean, it's real. And,
yeah.
and what people, like, sometimes they get confused about is they always think we hate each other.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At the end of the day, when I get between the lines, I don't like you.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I respect you.
Yep.
But we still hang out together. You know, we all do the same thing. It's like it's that fraternity of what we
yep.
do. And I know you understand this to the fullest, because it's like you're my boy right now, but for the next 4 hours,
yeah. there's no friends.
I'm going to go get you.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
get you. But when it's done
– right.
here we go.
And did you guys have – because I know Tony Womack pretty well and Junior Spivey. But did you guys have, like, a booklet on guys? Like, yeah, you know, he don't like the inside pitch. You just got to tighten him up a little bit, and then he's done. Because I know as a football player, you knew some guys, you know, who you could kind of get after a little bit to make your job a little easier. Did you I suppose the same way with baseball, right?
I mean, I think it's the same. There's so much that you can do now, like especially like when you guys are scheming and doing all of your stuff. And no, it's like, well, he's bad to his weak side.
Right.
And for us, it's like we can see every pitch. But for me, I was the exact opposite because I never wanted paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
I never wanted that.
Yeah.
Because if I'm looking at a scouting report and I look at something and I'm like, oh, he's bad on the inner third on changeups. Changeups is my worst pitch, so why would I go to my worst pitch? And now I'm overthinking. It's like, no, throw it because he's terrible at it. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go with what's best. So I always stayed away from it. And I know there's so much analytical that goes around in the game now where you have two different sides of the fence in coaching staffs and personnel, and you know, everybody in the front office is an MIT guy or you know, one of those. But you know, there's still the aspect of the game we still have to go out and grind.
Right.
And I think there needs to be more of that.
Right. Yeah. I was just about to ask you about, because you see analytics, you know, obviously really, you know, with the Moneyball thing, and then it's in the NBA now, and it's starting to come into the NFL now. When people ask me about it, like, the human element supersedes all that. Is that your feeling on it?
For me, it's like you said earlier, it's like everybody has it in them. How do we get it out of them?
Right.
And I think people overlook it because, oh, he's this height, he runs this, he does this. But at the same time, yeah, he can do that in a combine, or he can do that in a pro day, or he can do that at a camp. Mm-hmm. I mean, my son's got a camp on Sunday, and it's like, yeah, he may go ball out, but he's might go hit 150 in the baseball
matter.
Season.
Right.
That don't matter. Yeah. So I think there's two aspects of it. I think analyticals plays a part of it in what you can do. But at the end of the day, there's been so many people that you've played with and against. You're like, if you ever saw him just walking on the street or go to a – no, he got no chance. And next thing you know, he's an MVP and he's won two Super Bowl, and you're like, well – it supersedes exactly, because when you show up and you show up, nobody can say anything.
Yeah. What's it like for Aaron Judge right now, obviously going through the process of trying to make history in the Yankees, which is, I think it's a little bit different than, you know, making history for the Marlins or something like that. What's it like for Aaron Judge to go through that process in New York for the Yankees with this, you know, the storied history of the Yankee, obviously, franchise?
I think it's something that he's embraced because of what he's done. Obviously, he bet on himself turning down the contract, which I 100% agree with. But I think it's going to be a little bit easier, and he has 9 games left, and now they've already clinched. So now that's a little bit weight off his back. It'll be interesting if he wants to play. Going through some stuff today, he literally told Boone that he wants to play today. And, you know, listening to shows and all the other stuff, you know, everybody's like, give him 2 days off and then let him break the record at home. I agree and disagree in that aspect, because when you do something with the Yankees, a story.
It's history anyway.
It's different. I mean, it's the reason why I'm still talked about to this day. I got to the big leagues with the Yankees faster than anybody ever has in the organization.
Right.
But when you do something special, it is magnified 10
times.
I mean,
times.
Literally every network is tuning in when he has an at-bat. And I think I think he gets there? 100%. He's got 9 games left. This is his longest homeless drought streak since August, and that was 11 games, and he's gone 7 right now. But I think for him, he needs a reset day where just to chill, hang out. We know what's online. But, hey, the end goal, and Torrey Hunter told me something. He goes, Torrey Hunter, I made $150 million in this game. I never won a World Series. I would trade everything for that.
Wow.
And he's going to go make $400 million next year. He's going to have all these accolades. But when you play a game, there is nothing like getting winning. To the pinnacle.
Yeah. Yeah, I always tell people, the way, I wish for these Nebraska players to win one big game where either you beat a like opponent or opponent you're not supposed to. That euphoria in a locker room or clubhouse is something different. You know, I was able to win 3 national championships. But for them just to win a big game will change how they approach everything else. And talk a little bit. We got one more minute. Talk about the difference of – you know, before you won the World Series and then after, and how either change your mindset or how you approach it day to day, because it's different being the hunter versus the hunted.
I don't think it's that. I think it's exactly what you said. As soon as you get that feeling,
right,
you understand what it is.
Yeah.
And I think at this point they are trying to understand how to win and not to lose.
Right.
Not how to win and not lose.
Right.
And if, once you get that win and once you feel like you are there, there's always that moment that we have in our careers,
sure,
or we'll have, oh, yeah, where it's like, you know what? I got here. Now I'm here.
Right.
And you have to prove it every day, but you have that feeling. And I think once, exactly what you said, once we get that win and they understand it and then now collectively,
yeah,
have that feeling together, yep, because you got individuals that understand it.
Sure.
But collectively, yeah, when you have that, that changes the course of a whole season. That changes the course of everything. And now, instead of getting that feeling, oh, I feel like we're going to lose, and it's right, like, no, we know how to win.
Right.
Now we're not afraid to lose.
Exactly. And that, and that's a distinct, you can't put anything like tangible on it. It's just something that you got to kind of go through. And Nebraska's been going through that process, it seems like forever, for me at least. But we're going to go into break. I want to thank Jabba for being on. You got Jake coming in. We got to hear about the Dolphins. And but we'll be back in about 5 minutes to end old school out here at Tanner's at 30th and Yankee Hill.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.